Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. A body of evidence showing that daily aspirin is an ineffective strategy for preventing heart attacks is growing almost monthly now. The number of people who have serious side effects is about equal to the number of events prevented. But I'll give you a more compelling reason for men to avoid the daily aspirin regimen. It seems to be linked to erectile dysfunction. Dr. Joseph Gleason and a group of researchers studied close to 81,000 men between the ages of 45 and 69 who were enrolled in Kaiser plans. They used Kaiser's records to determine the men's use of aspirin and other painkillers like ibuprofen and naproxen. Regular use of these drugs was defined as a prescription of at least 100-day supply of at least one of the drugs, a prescription for three or more doses a day, or the use of the drugs at least 5 days a week based on study questionnaires. Those who used the drugs regularly were more likely to have issues with erection than those who used them less frequently or not at all. And I should mention that these results are similar to the results of a smaller study in Finland, so this isn't the only study pointing in this direction. The researchers controlled for age, smoking, diabetes, and other conditions and found that men who used the drugs had a 38% overall chance of erectile dysfunction. Drug use and erectile dysfunction were related to both age and regular drug use, increasing from about 34.5% in men who were between 45 and 49 years of age to 54.7% in men who were between 60 and 69 years old. Now, the researchers report that they were surprised at the outcomes because erectile dysfunction is thought to be related, at least in part, to inflammation, and these drugs reduce inflammation. Well, I think the reason, and this is my opinion, is related to the erroneous thinking that's pervasive in medicine today. We treat symptoms rather than causes. So it's true that you can reduce inflammation with drugs, which is a symptom of the underlying problem, but it doesn't address the underlying condition, which is poor diet and lifestyle habits contributing to coronary artery disease. And until you address that, taking drugs to reduce inflammation really isn't going to help. We have to get to the cause. Humans, just as an end note, humans are designed to enjoy sex for their entire time on the planet, but a healthy coronary artery system is necessary for that. So the only way to achieve that the only way to achieve that really is a low-fat, plant-based diet, a program of dietary excellence, and all of the rest of this stuff is just sort of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. So what men don't need is little blue pills, and what they don't need is a daily aspirin. What they really do need is a change in diet, and that'll fix the plumbing system from the inside out. That's all for now, and have a great day.